When the morning comes,
makes me wake up in the morning. I listen to the radio every morning.
Come on.
You're listening to JTD in the morning on 100.3 The Peak.
Oh dear.
Uplifting.
Stop.
Oh, you know, by the way.
Stop.
You know in the
back. No.
You know.
No. Stop.
I could be...
I know.
All day long.
I don't normally live... I mean,
Oh, that's gonna wreck us.
It stops you.
What are you doing tomorrow? What's your weekend plan?
Stop doing your tracks.
Someone ought to warn us about that.
I had no idea. I mean, look ahead. Actually, it doesn't even say anything. It just says on the computer screen, it just says services. It doesn't say anything else.
Hold on. I need to know more.
What more would you need to know? And let's hope there ain't a strong breeze.
Well, now
that's what I was going to say.
Is anybody check the
wind
forecast?
Hold on. What is it? It's called Scatterday?
Okay. Scatterday.
I want to hear it again.
Okay.
I got to hear it again. Hold on. We got to take this all in together.
I'm just going to say in advance, we are not
making
fun of
this. Well, it just caught us off
there
guard.
Are some
I think
people.
It was the basement part.
We've got a lot of ashes amongst ourselves. Maybe we should take an opportunity.
Actually, I was going to say, there are some people in the room that still have loved ones.
You're the worst.
I know.
Hold on.
You are the worst.
No one's last wishes include spending eternity in a basement. Bring your loved ones.
Hold on a second.
Or Donnie's truck.
Sunset Memorial Park on Saturday, August 26th for Scatterday. And as a free service, we'll provide a beautiful permanent place to lay your loved one to rest.
Okay.
Writing that down, Donnie.
Okay. So it's not like you're out there freely.
Yeah, but it sounds like there's a lot of other people, and my father was not very sociable.
Because people, you and I are the worst. You're worse.
That doesn't sound like it's worse. Pets and included. I don't know.
Okay,
if that's...
I've only got pets.
Right. Some people in the room have loved ones.
My mom always made sure that we dispersed the ashes of, you know, my grandfather. We dispersed it a beautiful, and then my brother. We went where he wanted to be. Now you, on the other hand, you still have.
I still have my dad. I still have grandma, mom. Uh-huh. I have my dad's dog Matilda. Mm-hmm. I have my beloved baby, and I have Mister.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh my! You've got a lot of hats.
It's a memorial.
Scatterday is coming up on the.
They'll
find you a beautiful place at Sunset Memorial Park where you can scatter the ashes.
I bet there are a lot of people that are in that.
Are there really? Well, I got a couple of situations.
I mean, I've got my pets. That's all I've got. But I've never been entrusted with any loved ones. Like
the hardest thing about it was just because I was young and my dad. And so I just, something very recently, I did my floors and I had to move everybody. You know, there's a lot of transition.
I'm sorry, did you say you had to move everybody?
Yeah, because I had them in the office and then I put the floors down in there. And so there was a little bit of transition going back and forth.
Sure.
And so I had my dad's box and I was like, hey, time.
Yeah.
And I got the sensation that it is really, really time.
Okay.
Tired of living in that office.
Yeah. And
this is a sign right here. I just want to point that out to you, that on Scatterday, you can talk to somebody about your options.
It was sort of against their beliefs to be scattered. So I can't do that to mom and daddy, but I could with the animals. But I see the animals, I'm still not ready. I'm still not ready to do anything with baby's ashes.
I want to be cremated. In fact, no, I'm sure. Right. I want to be cremated.
Turned into a tree?
I don't. Maybe. Maybe
they could turn you into
like,
a tree.
How? Pod. How do they do that?
I don't know. I've seen it online. People can become a big oak tree.
But what if I'm a tree that dies?
What if somebody forgets to water you?
Well, and what if you're a tree that right now is, you know, in a field somewhere, but, I don't know, 40, 50 years after you pass, they decide they're going to make a shopping center out of that.
Well, that would be perfect for me.
Well, that is
okay.
True.
But it's funny because I do want to be cremated and I do actually want to have my ashes spread somewhere. Don't ask me where.
Well,
no,
you got to tell your kids.
So
that's
I don't want to be left in a box for sure.
I've
done to all my dogs.
Love our three children, but we have not exactly set the tone for this because the dogs and the rabbit are all sitting on a fireplace in our house.
Yeah,
that's not where I want to spend the rest of my life. Is
that's
in one of our
true.
Kids' fireplaces. place.
And no, every time they ask me what I'm going to do with them, I tell them I'm not ready to let my puppies and my rabbit go.
See, I can't either.
I don't think I can go to Scatter Day. That sounds like it's for people and not pets.
Well, yeah. I can't go to Scatter Day because I'm worried about a strong breeze.
This is JTD in the Morning on 100.3 The Peak.
.com.
Now we'll get to the Secret Word of the Morning brought to you by Albuquerque Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, where quality and reliability meet in just a sec. First, I found this interesting.
I was nervous the whole time.
Knowing the people that are on this show, I was a little concerned about some of y'all.
Okay, that's all
rude.
Right, Captain Know-It-All.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Sometimes when you mess up, you learn more.
Very good, Donnie. You learn from your
You've been telling
your
yourself
mistake.
That for years, huh?
All right. Uh-huh. Notice he took the quiz himself in silence until he knew he could pass it.
Oh, and then brought it up.
And then brought it up to us.
I didn't even think about that.
Don't play.
Girl.
I got a 9 out of 10.
I got a 10 out of 10.
Well, you know what?
Well, I learned some new things this morning.
A new report by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation says that only 36% of Americans would pass the U.S. citizenship test.
Y'all, it's a little bit more tricky than you think.
And a passing grade is only a 60. Just FYI.
So Donnie is going to be able to stay with us here in the U.S.
Thank you, and I got higher than that.
So 70.
There is a sample quiz. That's not the citizenship test. That was just a test that people put 10 questions together.
I still got a C better than a D.
Listen, it's an indicator. Let us have this victory. We were worried that they were going to come get us.
So the sample quiz is on the JTD blog page. If you want to take it, it's real quick. It's like 10 questions.
Yeah, Know-It-All. Take it. See how you do.
Now, on the actual citizenship test, questions that stump Americans the most include the year the Constitution was ratified.
1776?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Hold on, I'm still thinking. Give me a second.
All right,
was it after the War of 1812?
Is it multiple choice? Because I would really need multiple choice.
1788.
All right.
Oh, no.
60% of people didn't know which countries the U.S. fought in World War II.
Oh, I nailed that on my quiz. Got it.
I got that one wrong.
I mean, think about it. Oh, so you got that one wrong.
I got that one wrong.
I got it. I got that one.
I don't want to ask you the ones that you got because I don't, if people are taking the quiz, I don't want to give away.
Right,
we don't want to help anybody here.
You got it. Yeah.
The one I missed was how many representatives there are. I missed that. Well, I'm not saying how many there are. I missed that one.
The bigger number or the smaller number?
No, see, the two of you are going to mess this up for other people. They're taking a quiz. You're helping people illegally become citizens.
No, I just was wondering because there's two questions like that where there's a number to pick
from. There were
a
couple, yes.
Here's one that's been in the news a lot. Let's see how many people know. 57% of people don't know how many justices serve on the Supreme Court.
Got that. I know that.
I didn't see that as a question.
That's not one of the questions. That wasn't one of the questions of the quiz. How many justices are there, y'all?
There's 9.
Very good.
Very nice, Donnie Chase.
Yes, ma'am.
He did that. Look, he wasn't even stressed. Put on some lip balm. I mean, he really felt confident.
72% of people don't know the original 13 states or the original 13 colonies.
I got to write it. Well, I think I know it, but I have to write it.
Just
I mean,
go to the East Coast.
Basically all of me.
It's up the I just pictured that, you know, East Coast stretch.
Now, apparently age plays a factor in how well folks actually know their U.S. history or government questions.
Are we saying that we're failing our kids in school? Is that where we're going?
People over 65 do the best.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, only 19% of those under 45 could pass the test. So the quiz is on the JTD blog page. Take it. Let us know how you do.
I did find out the quiz, but now you have me shook about the actual test.
By the way, if you fail, we are calling somebody. Just FYI.
Oh, Tony is, because he had 100%.
Well, aren't you just the model citizen?
Yeah, aren't you?
Didn't you guys love, when you took U.S. government, didn't you love that?
You mean just recently?
No, I'm talking about in high school.
For
most people in high school.
It was it was one of my favorite classes in high school, but I'm worried that I didn't retain as much.
High school was an emotional battle for me, so I didn't retain anything. I didn't enjoy anything at all.
Did you really just put that out? You did.
Did.
I felt like I wanted to float it out there.
I can't believe you just did.
Let me get my violin out.
I can't believe
get it
you
out.
Just did.
I probably have some wine somewhere.
I don't know if you know this, Donnie. Tony got 100%.
Yeah, I heard.
And took a screenshot of it because I knew Jackie wasn't going to believe me.
Yeah, I took a screenshot of my 92, and I'm equally as proud.
Do you want me to prove that I got
your
70?
No, I saw it. I can see your screen. All right.
in real college, just the other day, I was so excited because I thought I got a C, but it turned out to be a B minus.
In real college?
I was so happy. A B minus.
Donnie goes to real college, everybody. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Wake up. Funny and entertaining.
Every morning on the way to work.
Jackie, Tony, and Donnie in the morning. 100.3 The Peak.
Let me introduce you to Drew. Drew's just enjoying a meal at Chick-fil-A when he realizes all of a sudden he's got to use the public restroom.
Well, they're usually clean in there. I can see why. You know, I don't believe in doing this in public, but, you know, if you have to, you know, clean restroom. Good for you, Drew.
Drew doesn't need to. He's going to have to sit down. So he's going to have to go into. He's sitting in the bathroom stall, and all of a sudden this happens.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Okay. Well, I want somebody to hold me and wash my hands.
I think your mom's outside. Bro, that's mouthwash. I think your mom's outside, bro. No. Can you just... Alright, yeah, that's fine. Can you shut the door behind me?
You just
gotta
lock it.
Yeah, I'll lock it. Thanks, bro.
Thanks.
Solid advice! Right.
Worked the first time.
Apparently a little boy, not Andrew's little boy, and...
Oh.
A little boy he did not know.
His name is Levi. That's sweet little Levi.
And the reason why is, so Andrew took out his phone while this was all going on, even though he was sitting down on the potty.
Oh my gosh.
And videotaped the whole thing. And it is all on the JTD blog page. And it is honestly one of the single greatest videos I've ever seen.
Oh, I love it.
And of course, he posted it to social media.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah.
Well, Levi's dad replied on Twitter.
How did he see it?
I don't know, because it went viral. So the guy's name is Len Stevens, and he actually apologizes to poor little Andrew about his son Levi sneaking under the stall door
and seeking help,
disrupting his quality time.
I don't know if I would have kept my cool like Andrew did. I truly don't. And I got kids, y'all. I got kids. I don't go to the bathroom alone. But if I were to be, handling business in Chick-fil-A, when sub-level toddler comes under the door, I just don't know if I would have kept my cool.
But I probably would have let out a high-pitched squeal.
Yeah, I can imagine my, oh, God, broken it now.
And he was so sweet to that kid.
He was, yes.
That's the best thing I've seen on the internet. Next to Surprise Kitty, it's the best thing I've seen on the internet. And he was so sweet. The dad apologized profusely, and he said it was okay. It's, you know, kids doing what kids do.
Kids don't do that.
No.
Your kids shouldn't be doing that.
Well,
no.
It was really, really funny.
The best part is little Levi goes to exit the stall, and of course he can't latch the door. So now there's another predicament there.
That's a big predicament.
It's not within arm's reach.
No.
So
now Drew's got to get up.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you do the shuffle over and relatch the door, or do you just...
Gotta get up.
I think you would have to in a moment like that.
Oh, it's the best thing I've ever seen. That truly made my day. I think it even made my Thursday, and it's only Wednesday.
There you go.
I love it.
If you haven't seen the video, it's on the JTD blog page. Just head to 1003thepeak.com. Go to our blog page, and it's right there for you if you need a chuckle this week.